Ashcroft water restrictions. As of May 1, the village of Ashcroft will be moving directly to Stage 2 water restrictions, due to the reduced snowpack and anticipated low water supply. During Stage 2, premises with an even-numbered address can use a watering system to water a lawn, garden, or landscaped area on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Premises with odd-numbered addresses can water on Thursdays and Sundays. Hose-supplied sprinklers can be used to water between 6 and 9 a.m. and between 8 and 11 p.m., while underground automated sprinkler systems can be used from midnight to 6 a.m. Hand watering of, or the use of drip irrigation or micro-sprinkler irrigation systems for, flower and vegetable gardens, decorative planters, shrubs, and trees is also allowed. Hand watering of lawns or grass is not permitted. The village of Ashcroft will be adhering to the same two-day-per-week watering schedule for all village properties apart from the cemetery, which will be watered 3 days per week. The filling and maintaining of private pools, spas, hot tubs, and ponds is permitted under Stage 2 restrictions. For more information about the village's water conservation bylaw, go to https://bit.ly/324UCFQ. Cache Creek Market. The Cache Creek Markets has found a new home, in the vacant lot beside the Cache Creek Library on Highway 1, between the library and the Husky Station. The first market of the season will be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, May 4, and you can learn more, including information about being a vendor, on the Cache Creek Market Facebook page. Equality Project Temporary Hours. Due to a shortage of volunteers, the Equality Project in Cache Creek is unable to open the kitchen on Thursdays, meaning lunch will only be available Monday through Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Monday through Thursday there will be coffee and cookies available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and items can be dropped off between these times. The Essentials Room is open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you would like to volunteer, contact the Equality Project at 250-457-6485 or email info@theequalityproject.ca. Savona Pancake Breakfast. The Savona Seniors OAPO is holding a pancake breakfast on Saturday, April 27 from 8 to 10:30 a.m. at the Savona Seniors Center. There will be a door prize draw and pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, coffee, and juice, and the cost is $15 per person. Children 6 to 12 years $6. Children under 6 free. Tickets can be purchased at the door. CADOSA Meeting. Want to find out more about the Clinton and District Outdoor Sportsmen Association? All are welcome at their meetings, which take place on the first Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the basement of the Clinton Legion. The next meeting will be on Wednesday, May 1. Suddenly One. The Suddenly One Building Connections program takes place on the first and third Thursdays of the month from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at the Ashcroft Library, private meeting room at the back. The next meeting will be on Thursday, May 2. Suddenly One is for men and women of all ages who suddenly find themselves alone. The event will feature coffee, tea, and conversation, with people able to share their thoughts, stories, and experiences surrounding loss and living alone. There is no agenda, topics and activities are up to the participants, all in an accessible, respectful, and confidential space. There is no cost to take part, and participants can attend as many or as few sessions as they would like. For more information, email ashcroft.hospice@gmail.com. Author Reading. Michael Christie will be at the Ashcroft Library from 4 to 5:30 p.m. on Friday, May 3 to read from his novel Greenwood, which is the Thompson-Nicola Regional Library's latest one book, one community, shared reading experience. Greenwood weaves family history with the timeless beauty of Vancouver Island's old-growth forests, exploring complex family dynamics, intergenerational relationships, and the profound impact of tree loss in British Columbia. All are invited to this free event. For more information about One Book, One Community and other author events, go to www.tnrl.ca. Youth Game Night in Clinton. High Bar First Nation is holding a youth game night every second Friday at the High Bar Church in Clinton, 1401 Caribou Highway, and everyone is welcome. The free sessions include board games, snacks, and hangout time, and run from 3 to 5 p.m. The next session is on Friday, May 3, with sessions running every other Friday through June. For more information, call Keisha Fletcher at 250-459-2117 or email project coordinator at hbfn.ca. Beaver Dam Workshop. See a hands-on demonstration showing how to install a beaver dam at the Bonaparte Watershed Stewardship Society's first Beaver Dam Analog Workshop. Jeff Anderson of Geomorphic Consulting Inc. will be teaching the educational components of beaver dam analogs, man-made structures designed to mimic the form and function of a natural beaver dam, as well as permitting and legal requirements, and providing a practical installation at Blue Earth Forest Farm in Venables Valley south of Ashcroft. The event starts at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, May 4, runs through approximately 3 p.m., and will include lunch. For more information, visit the Bonaparte Watershed Stewardship Society Facebook page. 70 Mile Spring Craft Fair. Calling all vendors. The 70 Mile Community Club is holding a spring craft fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, May 4 at the Community Hall, and tables are available for $20 each. For more information, or to book a table, email 70mileclub@outlook.com or call Ken Huber at 250-456-5060. Spence's Bridge Community Club. The Spence's Bridge Community Club will be holding its next meeting on Wednesday, May 8, starting at 7 p.m. at Clemis Hall. All are invited to attend and learn more about the club's upcoming activities and events. Citizens of the Year Celebration. The Ashcroft Cache Creek Rotary Club is holding its annual Citizens of the Year celebration from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, May 9 at the Cache Creek Community Hall. This year's event will feature sweet and savory refreshments, and will honor the 2023 Citizens of the Year: Deb Tedford, Ashcroft; Wendy Coomber, Cache Creek; Marg and Arnie Oram, TNRD Area; I, and Monique Capanias and Evelyn White, youth recipients. Tickets are $25 each, and can be purchased at Interior Savings in Ashcroft, the Royal Bank in Cache Creek, and online at www.eventbrite.ca. Hub Ladies Night. Enjoy a tropical getaway that doesn't require a passport. The Ashcroft Hub is hosting another Ladies Night on Saturday, May 11, from 7 to 10 p.m. The event will feature a fashion show, 50-50 draw, vendors, door prizes, games, and a pay bar. The cost is $20 per person, and there is limited seating, so book your ticket soon by going to https://ashcrofthub.square.site/shop/theater-events/8 or dropping by the Hub office. Equality Project Fundraiser. The Equality Project in Cache Creek is holding a spring fundraiser strawberry tea and auction at the Cache Creek Community Hall from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 18. The cost is $10 per person for adults, $5 for children, and all are welcome to attend and help support a great cause. Ashcroft Farmers Market. The Ashcroft Farmers Market is gearing up for a new season, and is looking for a few volunteers able to help with the setup and takedown of the market on Sundays starting May 12. There are two slots available each week at two different times, 8 to 9 a.m. and 1 to 2 p.m. The market organizers are also looking for anyone interested in helping with their kids' club and or special events. You can learn more at the Ashcroft Farmers and Artisans Facebook page. You can also visit the website at www.ashcroftfarmersmarket.ca or email ashcroftfarmersmarket@gmail.com. Happening at the Hub. There are some great events coming up at the Ashcroft Hub, including a men's casino night on June 15 and 8 weeks of summer camps in July and August. There is also the weekly community coffee event on Mondays, 1 to 3 p.m., and coffee and a craft every Wednesday from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. For more information, contact the Hub. Email ashcrofthub@gmail.com, or check out the Ashcroft Hub Facebook page.